This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
It's July 4th weekend. It's a lot of, it's one of those days where you kind of get up and you know, any Saturday where you know you're off on Saturday and Sunday is great. But when you know you're probably off on Monday, you're probably off on Tuesday, so you're staring down 4 days of rest and relaxation, it makes it just a little bit better.
Let me tell you something. If everybody takes Monday and Tuesday off, what a weekend.
We're not going to get anything done.
Nobody will get anything done. I mean, everybody just close up, go on home.
Yeah. And then if you're off, going to be off Monday and Tuesday, well, by the time we go back on Wednesday, you got to recover and, you know, because you got to catch up. And then Wednesday's useless. By the time you get to that, then you got Thursday. And it's like, well, you know, why really do anything on Thursday? So, and then Friday is always a throwaway.
Well, and, you know, I'm thinking about this. They're going to eat too many hot dogs. Mm. Everybody's stomach's going to feel bad. Mm. They're sunburned. They've been out in the boat too long.
Yeah.
What a deal. Only in America.
This is living right here.
This is living. Yeah, everybody's going to have watermelon until they can't eat anymore.
Yeah.
They're making barbecue. Everybody's going to see who can make the best brisket.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend.
I love to see who can make the best brisket because you get to sample different kinds.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you something. For the first time in my life, I had some potato salad I couldn't eat.
Really?
I went to a barbecue place, a brand new one. Someone touted it real high. Got good remarks. They must have paid them a lot of money. I went, and the potato salad was so bad, I didn't want anybody to even have it.
Really?
It had broccoli in it.
Wait a minute. Potato salad had broccoli?
I swear it did.
I've never heard of that.
I never had either. And the coleslaw had hot peppers in it.
Why would you do that?
To destroy it completely.
Now, I've had potato salad with bacon in it. Have you ever had that?
Oh, yeah, that's real good,
yes. Delicious. But broccoli, no.
Oh, no. And it was, oh, my gosh. And I said, here I was so hungry.
Yeah.
But I wasn't hungry when I got through that. I said, let me put the lids back on it and throw it away.
Wow. They probably were trying to feed it to the children, because if you hide vegetables and stuff, then you can usually get them to eat it.
I'm like a little kid then. I don't want any part of that. You know, I eat potato salad because it's potato salad.
Yes.
And coleslaw because it's made with cabbage and carrots and things like that.
Healthy things.
Yes, but not, you don't put anything strange in my food.
No.
So anyway, I'll make my own this weekend.
Yeah, then you'll be in charge.
I'll be in charge. It's going to be a lot better.
You just make straight up potato salad?
I make straight up potato salad.
Good.
But I can make the hot potato salad you're talking about, German potato salad.
German potato salad.
Yeah, but German potato salad has all your bacon and everything in it.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Bacon makes everything delicious.
It does. And most people make that with a red potato rather than a white.
Really?
Most people do.
Oh. Sometimes they lean a little heavier on the mayonnaise and sometimes a little heavier on the mustard. I really kind of like both.
I like mustard and mayonnaise, and I want lots of pickle juice in it.
Oh, yeah.
And, I want boiled eggs in it.
Yes.
You know? I want everything in mine that's supposed to be in relish. I want the relish in it.
Love the relish.
And I don't want anyone messing with it.
No. Start putting things like broccoli in there.
Yeah, and I don't want radishes in mine either.
No, I don't like radishes. That's just, we're borderline too much healthy there.
Yeah, I mean, I just want old Southern potato salad.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to be hungry before we get through.
I'm already thinking about potato salad and barbecue. My goodness.
Yes, and I don't want my barbecue sauce real hot. I want it, you know, normal.
Thick and sweet?
Thick and sweet.
Yeah, that's how it should
be. You know, like Kansas City barbecue sauce.
Yes.
That's the kind I like.
Yeah.
And Texas have so many kinds of barbecue sauce. It's wonderful.
Yes, it really is. And really, the when it comes to the rub that goes on the actual meat itself, it is the best in Texas. It's better here than it is anywhere else.
That's exactly right. I've never found any barbecue sauce and the spices any better than here.
I know. It's such a great combination. There's enough in there to give your tongue a little zing, but not enough to make you sweat buckets or uncomfortable.
That's right. And little children can eat it.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. And adults.
And a lot of people make banana pudding on July the 4th. Now, I don't do that, but I know people do.
Yeah. Sometimes with the little Nilla wafers in there.
Yeah, they do. Oh. There's so many different things. I'm a good believer of ice cream on July the 4th.
Love ice cream.
I would like for everybody to make me some homemade strawberry and vanilla.
Isn't that the best?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Time we get through, we'll be cranking up the freezer.
Yeah, I'll be over at your house in about an hour.
That's right. We'll be getting out the salt and setting on it. You know, when we were kids, we had to sit on it while someone turned the crank. Remember?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But now we have electric ones.
Yeah.
And they just barely get it frozen up.
They do, and it'll do the bottom, but then the top of the bucket, it's always
a little creamy.
It's a little creamy.
Yeah. And, of course, anybody that's a diabetic, you know, they shouldn't even eat our ice cream.
No.
Because it's too much sugar.
Yes.
It's wonderful, but it does have a lot of sugar.
It really does.
And it has a quart of cream in it.
That's a lot of cream.
It's too much.
That's what makes it so delicious.
Good, yeah.
It's when you get that little film of cream on there when you know you've got some really high-quality, good homemade ice cream.
That's right. Mm. It's just not like store-bought, is it?
No, it's not.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm all hungry. I
know.
Go have some
we
ice
need
cream
to have
right
an
now.
Ice cream contest. Who can make the best?
We should have. We should have gone and got an ice cream maker, set it outside the door, let that automatically turn itself, and then by the time we're done, it'll be ready to go.
That's right. And you and I could probably eat the whole thing.
I'm sure we could in one sitting.
We better start talking about something besides food.
We better.
We'll cut the show, sure. We'll be out there eating ice cream.
We'll end up doing a cooking show by the time this is done.
That's right.
So the phone number is?
Phone number, 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And, of course, you can always go to the website. It's AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can find case studies from past investments, see exactly what investors have been making, read all kinds of testimonials. And speaking of what people have been making, this has been a really big year for you so far.
It has been. I think we're at 13 policies now that have matured. And we talked about Upledger a couple of weeks ago having matured. Upledger is now at the bank. That's $4 million, folks.
$4 million policy.
$4 million just paid into the bank, and it'll be in their accounts. My people think Friday because Tuesday's a holiday.
Sure.
But sometime this week. And we had 37 people in it, people.
Wow.
37.
You start doing some math, and that's an awful lot of money.
If you'll do some math on this, it's pretty good. This guy was 56 years old. I'm looking at it. He had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. It had spread to the liver, the small intestine, the head, and the neck.
Oh, wow.
Now, we did this in February, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And he was off in the Caribbean doing coffee enemas. Remember that?
I do, yes.
And it killed him.
Wow.
I mean, he is now, you know, very much.
And he was only 56.
56 years old. It paid 15% in about 2.5 months.
Really?
So everybody knows what they made. They made a lot of money in a very short time.
Okay? Wow, 15% in 2 months.
Yes, 15% in 2 months is really spectacular.
So what does that translate to dollar wise?
Well, if you had $100,000, you made $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, if you had a lot of money in it, let me give you, for instance, let me look some up here. If you had $250,000 in it, you're getting back $287,000. That's how much that is.
$287,000 in 2 months.
That's right. That's not bad, is it?
Wow. I'm just letting that sink in. It's like...
You need to let it sink in a little bit. There was one person who had $191,000. They are getting back $219,000.
That's insane. $219,000 in 60 days.
In 60 days.
But I don't, there is no
place else. I wish I'd been in this policy.
Yeah, I know. It's like, wow.
Yes. And there was two policies. Remember, he had two policies. So this is just part of them. This is 37 of them. And I don't remember how many's in the other one. But the man had two policies. And, you know, everybody's always talking about, you know, how long is a policy and all this. It doesn't matter. If you're really, really sick, it's going to come in early.
Yeah.
And it's not going to go, you know, on time or go over.
And this was supposed to be a 15 months?
Oh, no, it was longer than 15. Let me look and see. I think it was.
I couldn't remember if it was 15 or 24.
Yeah. I'm looking at it.
But, you know, regardless, I mean, there's no other way that you could have your nerves as calm as they are and make that kind of money in that short of time.
That's exactly right. And I believe it was 24.
Oh, 24?
If I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. But, of course, it came in way early because, you know, it had spread. And everybody has to think about that. When they buy a policy from us, if it's metastasized to other parts of the body, you know, you're very, very ill.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not going to probably live as long as we've predicted.
So when you look at this policy, when it came across your desk and you were looking at it and weighing or not, you know, whether you want to bid on it, and you see at that point, had it already spread? Or
yes, it already spread when we got the report. Also, it's pancreatic. As you know, every pancreatic policy we've bought has come in early.
Yeah.
Remember the Whitworth. Remember the guy that was Dush Bank that was a $20 million one.
Yeah,
he died in 12 months, and it was supposed to have been 18.
Wow.
And so pancreatic cancer is deadly. And you can't go off to the Caribbean and take coffee enemas and survive.
No, no.
That is not going to help you.
So when you look at this policy and you say, okay, this is 24 months, but it's spread in so many areas, it's really taken over many vital organs, and it's throughout the entire system. When they get the initial recommendation and they say, okay, it's going to be 24 months.
Yeah.
Why do they say so long when it's spread so far?
Well, because lots of times they're going to be conservative. Lots of times people are very conservative. When they know darn well it's going to come in a lot sooner than that, to cover themselves, they'll say 24.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, we've had a lot this year we've had three that's coming in 2 months.
Wow.
And that's very, very unusual.
Yeah.
And we've bought some of the shortest policies this year we've ever bought. You know, we've bought some 12 months, some 9 months, 18 months. And usually we get 24 and 27, which I love, because when they come in early, you know, you've made a lot of money in a short length of time.
Yeah.
And then we've got those that come in on time, and then you're going to have some that's going to go over.
So when you see these that are at 24 months and they come in early, does it work to, I guess it does, work to the investor's advantage to know that, okay, they're probably guessing, or not guessing, but projecting a little bit longer? Does that work to your advantage, knowing that, okay, it says 24, but it probably is going to be 22, 21?
Well, I think on pancreatic cancer, they all know it'll come in early.
Okay.
There isn't anybody in this world that thinks pancreatic cancer will go the distance.
All right. Because
that and stomach cancer, they're deadly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when they say, okay, 24 months, then that means 24%, about
right.
a percentage a month, but you know it's going to probably come in early, it's like, okay, it's almost like moving the numbers to make advantage, or to take advantage of it, right?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, every policy is different. You know, we bid them every day, and sometimes they haven't metastasized yet, but most of ours have spread. And I'm always getting those that said spread to all the vertebrae in your spine. And I'm telling you, if it's in all your vertebrae, you're not going to make it.
No.
You know, and, of course, they need the money most of the time. And then sometimes they don't need the cash, even though they are, you know, on their last stages of life. But they want to settle up with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And most people want to be here when they settle up. It's a strange deal.
Yeah, and I imagine it's probably a strange place to be in, you know, with the person actually here, and they're going through giving away their estate or dividing things up among people.
Yeah.
I imagine it's one of those things where I would think, my goodness, you know, I really want to focus on your, you know, health and, you know, you being here and spending time with you while we have it and not focusing on this. But unfortunately, a lot of people have to, because it causes family rifts sometimes.
It does. And the best way to do it, if you are this wealthy, and you have a $4 million policy, you know, go ahead and settle up with everybody before.
Yeah.
And he, I'm sure this man, he probably knew how sick he really was. Mm-hmm. The family didn't. I don't think they did.
Wow.
So, and, you know, we've bought several lately, as you know, that's come in real close. And then we've had some that before we closed, they passed away. So we're getting it pretty tight right now.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, we did the McConnell policy this last week. That was a $4 million policy that we bought. And, you know, we're going to close on it, I guess, Monday. If everybody in that's celebrating too much.
Yeah, if you can find anybody, you know, at work on Monday,
yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah, if we find anybody at work at the banks, we'll get it done.
So when would you expect to have that policy totally filled?
McConnell?
Yeah.
It's done.
Oh, it's already filled?
It's already filled. We filled it in a week.
Oh, my goodness. I for some reason, I was thinking it was coming up this
week. There is no room in it. Don't even talk about it.
Okay, so that's done and closed.
It's done, and we've sent the money to the bank, and it should be paid out on Monday to the guy.
So what about what's on the horizon? What's...
Well, we're bidding on a lot of policies right now. We've got bids out on probably $6 million.
Really?
Yes, and we're trying to – and we one of them went to auction, and we don't know if we got it. It was like $2.5 million, and then the guy had another one. I think that was $500,000. And we're hoping we got those. We're bidding on $2 million policies that we hope we're going to get. So we've got a lot in the pipeline. We've got a lot that we think we've got approved, but we're waiting on signatures. And sometimes there's all kinds of things you wait on.
Yeah.
You know? And so we are waiting on some signatures on those from the people.
The waiting game has to be a little bit on edge.
It is, because, you know, we're on the line for the clients every day, mm-hmm. trying to keep them invested. And sometimes it takes longer, especially this year. It has taken longer. But we're trying to get everybody fully invested and keep them invested.
So what do you, and I know this is kind of a new trend, is going after these short policies. Which do you, and I guess the situation changes, but which would you recommend, a long-term or a short-term?
It's all, to me, it's all the same.
Okay.
Because the 24-month ones, half the time, they're coming in early.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. What I look for is to see who's the sickest.
Okay.
And that's what we're buying.
And you do that through page 14.
That's right. And page 14 is going to tell them everything. Who the person is, whether it's a man or a woman, what they have wrong with them. It's going to tell you everything. It's going to tell you the name of the life insurance company, what their ratings are. It's going to tell you how much the face amount is, what they've invested, what they're going to make, and if it goes over, it's got to tell them what it's going to cost them.
So if it does go over, that's one of the risks, because
that
the investor
risk,
needs
yes.
to pay those premiums.
That's right. And most of them are very, very small, but we've got that old policy, as you know, that yeah. we keep talking about, and it is high.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping that will be settled. I hope that person makes it to the pearly gates this year.
So when a policy does go over, and I know we talk about the risk, because, you know, we opened the show, you know, talking about, you know, this massive policy that just came due, the $4 million and all the money that people are making off of this policy by investing in it. That's not always the case. A lot of times they do come in late. So there's another side of that coin, and that's when a policy does run over and people have to pay premiums. So what kind, like, generally, how much are we looking at in premiums?
Well, usually premiums are $500, $300. A lot of people had to pay premiums this month, and it wasn't very much, mm-hmm. Unless they were in that older policy.
Yeah.
And that was. But they haven't lost any money on it. It's just that they're not going to make what they are on all their other policies. And that's what we're after. You know, we want them to make as much as possible on every policy.
Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about, say a 15-month policy, $100,000 to invest minimum. They would normally make $15,000 when it matures. Say they have to pay premiums for a couple of months. Say they add up to around, just round it off to $800. They're still making a pretty good chunk of change.
Yes, they'll still make a lot of money.
It's not like when we say that, you know, they go over and they have to pay the premiums. It's not like you're going to lose all the money.
Oh, heavens, no.
It's just a very small amount.
It's a very small percentage.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, sometimes it's $300, $400, and it could run as high as $1,000, but mm-hmm. most of them are not.
Yeah.
Unless it's on that old policy.
Yeah. So that's one of the risks. It's very, very small. Much smaller than investing in the stock market.
Yes.
Because you know when you invest in Wall Street these days, your risk is pretty substantial.
It is. It's 100%. You can make a lot of money on Wall Street, and you can lose some money.
Yeah.
It can go either way. And on this, you're always going to get your principal, and you're always going to get your profit back.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't go down. That's what I love about it. You know, they're not going to say, instead of paying you your principal, we'll just discount it.
Yeah.
I love that about it.
Yeah. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
This is all about growing your money so you can retire happy, wealthy, and early. And so you have had a lot of successes with people retiring early this year. This is it fair to say that 2017 so far has been your biggest first 6 months?
I think so. I'm not real sure, but I think so. We'd have to add it up, but I know it's better than last year, a lot better.
Yeah, it seems like the first part of the year has really been top-heavy with policies coming in, being able to purchase some really great policies, and things like that. So it seems like the year has started a little more aggressive than
it's
past.
Been very aggressive. And as I said, we're at 13 policies right now.
Wow. So do you expect that trend to continue for the rest of the year? Do you think
I think it will because it seems like there's so many of them coming due that we've just bought.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about the ones we bought 2 years ago. We're talking about the ones we bought this year.
So there's more policies that are turning over.
They are. Seems to me like they're really turning over. So people are making a lot of money. A gentleman called me yesterday, and he's brand new with us, and he's already had two mature this year.
Really?
And he's brand new.
How long has he been with you?
Probably 6 months.
So two policies, so that's on average, one every 3 months.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's incredible.
It was pretty incredible. I didn't even realize it, but he told me that he'd had two already come mature.
So when you talked to him this past week, what are some of the things that somebody like this, who's brand new to the situation, been through a couple, so they kind of see how it works, they kind of see what the returns are like, what kinds of reactions does he say? What are people?
Well, he loves his returns, but he was fixing to go into another policy and wanted my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He called and said, Faye, what do you think? How good a policy it is? And I went over it with him very carefully and showed him, the reason I'd bought it. He said, okay, I'll go in it.
Wow.
But sometimes people want my assurance, that I think it's a good policy. And I wouldn't have bought it if I didn't think it was.
Exactly.
I'm not going to buy something that's marginal.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that.
Because not only are you looking out for your clients, but you're also, if there's availability, you'll put your own money into these policies.
That's right. And McConnell, the policy that we just closed, I had just put a large sum of money in it. And two people were late calling and called, and of course they took me back out. I was so mad. I go, I can't believe this. But it was only fair.
Yeah.
One of the guys was coming back from Japan, and he couldn't reach us. And when he finally reached us, I was already in the policy, and they said, okay, we have somebody that'll give up a spot for you. And it was me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a situation where a policy is really fantastic and you have too many people that want to get in the policy, but there's just not enough room?
Yep.
What do you do in those situations?
They just don't get in it.
Put them in the next one.
That's right.
Okay.
It's first come, first serve. And when people delay and delay calling back, somebody else is going to get it.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. I mean, we can't call them but four times. I mean, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
When I call three or four times, or Claudia calls or somebody, and they don't answer, they answer maybe, but they don't give us an answer, then we've got to go on to the next person.
So it's not the type of situation where, this policy has just come in, we have 15 slots, you have an hour to get back to us, go.
No,
there's
got
plenty
a couple
of time.
Of days.
Okay. So
they've
there's
got two or three days.
Yeah.
But after that, it's not fun.
Well, yeah.
Fun. If you can't give us an answer in two or three days, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, there's other investors that are waiting in the wings.
That's exactly right. And this time we had two or three people that just procrastinated and procrastinated down to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
They were down to the wire.
And I would imagine with some of the policies that have been coming in so early as of late, I would imagine you're probably looking at it and thinking, okay, well, we've got to get this filled quickly because it may actually mature
before we get it done. Yes.
Exactly.
And the other thing people don't realize, once we think we have it filled and know who's going in, we've already called the bank and say, here's the list.
Really?
And so then we had to call the bank back and say, here's the adjustment. Yeah. So it's best if we don't have to do that with the bank.
Yeah. And one of the, and speaking of filling policies and all that, you used to at one point fill the policy before you had all the I's dotted and the T's crossed and all the signatures, and then they would say the policyholder would change their mind and they wouldn't want to sell. That doesn't happen anymore. So when you
Still happens.
Oh, it does.
They can change their mind, remember, up to 15 days.
So even after it's already in place.
Oh, yeah. They can put us in a heck of a bind.
Oh, no.
Yeah, after I've got everybody's money, got it over to escrow, ready to send it out, they can still call and say, you know, we're so sick, we think we'll keep our policy. I've had it happen a million times.
Man, that has to kind of...
It is bad because we've done all the work.
Yeah.
And the clients have done the work. And then we're saying, oh, no, you don't get that policy.
Oh, no. So what do you do in that situation?
Then we have to find another policy.
And it's got to be frustrating because something like that is completely out of your hands.
That's right. We have no control.
Wow. Well, at least it doesn't happen that often. And we're
No, it doesn't. But remember last October, we had two or three it happened to.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a several right in a row.
I don't know why.
Unfortunately, it's not a very common thing. But and the other thing is that it's only 15 days. And so it's not like 6 months, you know, somebody says, well, we're not going to do this. Yeah. You've got 15
days. And some states do have a long deal. They can wait up to 60 days.
Really?
And I don't remember which state it is, but there is one or two that can do that. And we've had that happen. And that's really not funny.
No.
No.
So then when those situations arise, you put those people who were in that policy into another policy.
That's right. We have to pull it all back out and redo everything.
So everything is okay. Nobody loses anything.
Oh, no. It just goes back in their account.
Yeah. It just delays the process.
It can only go to the person who's selling it and to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
It's only two places your money can go.
Nobody's ever writing Faye Bagby a check.
No.
And that's another advantage because everything is escrowed, and that protects the investor.
It protects them. It doesn't matter if it's an IRA or regular money. It's protected because the bank is in charge of it.
Yeah.
So you can never lose your money. If I did something stupid, you know, it would not hurt your money.
Yeah. So this is really it's the safest way that I can think of to start growing your money and getting ready for retirement.
It's the only way I know of that has got this much of a success as we've had.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a tremendous success. We made a lot of mistakes those first 2 years, and we've corrected that. So, you know, it's been really good to us. And to our clients.
And you've been doing this for many, many years.
That's right.
In fact, so many years that many of your clientele come from referrals from people who have already been doing business.
That's exactly right. We get referrals every day. People come in and say, well, you know, so-and-so recommended me. And, you know, we've had some big oil companies sell, and those employees have come over, which is a good thing. And we've got a lot of people moving to lakes as they retire. You know, it's so dry out here and there's no water.
Yeah.
And most of them are retiring to a lake.
Uh-huh.
It's a shocking thing.
Yeah. I'm sure they travel a lot as well.
That's right. They're moving to Granbury. They're moving to Lake Buchanan.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of lakes.
There's lots of fun things to do when you retire.
There is. And a lot of them are traveling. They are having a good time, by the way.
But you have to get started. And so that's the whole point, is that if you've been procrastinating, you've been thinking about it, you've been investing in the stock market, you watch your money go up, you watch it go down, you're up all night worrying about it, this is really the time to start taking some action.
You should have already taken it in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're 55, 65 years old, you've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
But if you're 80, forget it. Don't call.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious. 80 years old, it has passed you by. Yeah. Whatever you've got, and that's it.
That's it. You're going to be working until the very end.
That's right.
Wow.
So our people, you know, thank goodness, do come over at a good age.
Mm-hmm.
And we've made them a lot of money.
And many of your clientele are in their 40s and 50s.
Yes. We have a lot of people, 40, 45, 55. And then we've got a lot of them retired at 59 with us. That's too early, but they're doing it.
Are they bored?
None of them have admitted that so far. They have not. They say, we're doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say, we're doing good.
Yeah, they're probably getting down through their 50-year-old to-do list.
They are. Their wives have got them busy with all these things she would like.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about retiring, which everybody does, we all think about it, we all plan for it, or we should plan for it anyway.
A lot of people dream about it.
Yeah, and if you're in your 40s and your 50s, it's not too late. Investing in the stock market is very, very risky, as we know. Investing in life insurance policies, we know that the one of the biggest risks is that it goes over. We talked about that. What are some other risks?
The other risk is it's not liquid.
Mm-hmm.
If that's all you've got in the world, don't do it.
Yeah.
It's not for people like that. It's not for the person that's got $50,000 to their name.
Mm.
That won't work. This is for people who've got substantial money and can put, you know, $150,000, $200,000 in to get started.
Yeah. And they have to have plenty of assets.
They do. We're going to check off the assets, make sure they're worth either $1 million without the house, or if they've got at least $200,000 in income or more.
Mm-hmm. So, if you're ready to get going, you're ready to start making some money, you're ready to start your retirement nest egg, if you will, you need to just go ahead and start making that move. The phone number is
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And the other thing is, you know, they procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
If they'll quit procrastinating and come see us, you know, we can tell them how it works.
Yeah.
And a lot of people tell me they wish they'd done it 2 years ago.
When people come to see you, is there a reason? Are people scared? Or are they just not familiar with investing in life insurance policies? What's the procrastination?
Well, they just talk about it for 2 or 3 years or a year or 6 months. Then they talk to their wife. Then they decide to come.
So somebody who has been thinking about it for 2-3 years,
yes,
they could have in that time frame had 5, 6, 7 policies come due in that time frame, would you say?
Yes, they could have had a lot. I've got one lady, I counted her, she's been with us 2.5 years, and she has had 9 maturities.
Wow.
In 2.5 years, 9.
That's an awful lot.
She's made $349,000.
Wow. So anybody who has thought about it for 2-3 years could have, in theory, been losing almost $900,000.
They could have.
Just by not doing anything.
Yeah, by sitting there.
There's money that you did not make.
And this person has still got a lot of policies, and they're going to make another $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
So all told, they'll probably make $600,000.
Wow.
That's quite a bit of money.
Does anybody stop investing, or when they start, do they just keep going?
Most people just say, we're going to go ahead and retire, Faye, you handle the money.
Okay. And then that's all. And then once they make some, it goes into another policy. When that matures, it goes into another policy.
That's right.
So there's always some money rolling over.
Yes, we try to have it rolling over all the time where they'll have income if they need it.
Yeah.
And we, lots of times I'll escrow maybe for 2 years for them to be sure they're going to have the cash if they need it.
Okay. So you not only get them invested in these policies to help them create their retirement fund, but then once they do retire, you help them through the process after that.
That's exactly right.
Cool.
So, you know, and especially those guys retiring young.
Yeah.
You know, and then we've got some retiring at 65, 66. And those people, you know, they're tired and they should retire. But those at 59... those guys just go out and play.
Well, if you can afford to go play, might as well go do it.
I think so, too. And a lot of them have bought some really nice lake homes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. And some of them have bought a little ranch or a little farm.
Yeah.
Just to keep them busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you end up buying projects so that you do have a reason to get up every morning, because you do need to have a purpose.
That's right. Everybody needs a purpose. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, and every Saturday morning around this time, we start getting into some trivia, and this being a July 4th weekend, I'm just going to guess, but I'm saying we're going to talk something about this.
That's right. Now then, what is July the 4th?
Independence Day.
It's Independence Day. And 241 years ago, we became independent from British.
Yeah.
On July the 4th, 1776.
You know, in some ways, 241 years doesn't seem like very long, and in other ways, it seems like an eternity.
If you'd been alive all that time, you'd think it's been a while. Your beard would be down to your toes.
Yes, it would.
Do you remember that? Who all signed it?
Thomas Jefferson, Adams, Hancock. That's all I can remember.
All right. Well, and do you remember that John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on July the 4th?
Yeah.
1826.
Oh, was it the same year?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I always thought they were different years.
On the same day. And did you know that that was the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence? And then James Monroe, now he was not one of the signers of the Declaration, but he died on July the 4th, 1831. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Now, Calvin Coolidge was the 30th president, and he was born on July the 4th of 1872.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
None of this could have been planned.
That's right. And, you know, John Adams is the one that said, this should be a holy day, and we should be thanking God we, you know, got our independence from Britain. And they said we should have fireworks, we should have parades, we should have picnics, concerts, baseball, and political speeches.
And barbecue.
And barbecue.
Although he didn't say the barbecue.
But it's amazing what all we have done in 240 years, you know? How many colonies were you? Do you remember?
13.
13 colonies. So America had just barely got started.
Yeah.
13 colonies was nothing.
No,
really.
Not compared to what we have now.
Because they were all the very, very north there.
Yeah.
Around Plymouth Rock, mm-hmm. you know, all those small places. But every year we'd celebrate July the 4th, Independence Day.
Yeah.
And everybody eats hot dogs, watermelon, ice cream. And there's big parades, too.
Yes.
That's another thing about America. We're big on parades.
Yeah, oh, we love a good parade.
We love a good parade. And we love our flags.
Yeah.
And there'll be so many flags flying. It'll be amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the really great things about July 4th is no matter what your political opinion is or, you know, how you see things, this is the day where we all come together for the same celebration. We celebrate the wonderful aspects of our country and the fact that we can all have different opinions. And
think about it this way. They were under the tyranny of the British.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came here, they wanted freedom.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about. Our nation has more freedom than anybody in the world.
Yeah.
You know, you can be anybody in America, you know?
And I think a lot of times we forget that, and we sometimes take it for granted.
That's right, and you should never take freedom for granted.
Yeah.
Because we've lost a lot of freedom that we did have.
Yeah.
You know, the rules and the regulations. But on July the 4th, like you said, everybody comes together as Americans. We wave our flags, and we celebrate hard.
Yeah. We wear things that look like flags.
I know it. And the big top hats. And
so, oh.
Do you remember the stilts and all that?
Yes, Uncle Sam on the stilts.
Uncle Sam. And this year, it's an unusual day. It's on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Middle of the week.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
It makes it almost a non-productive week.
It's going to be a non-productive week. People are not going to want to work.
Yeah.
You know, and where my office is in Dallas, the office itself, the people that run it, they're going to take off Monday and Tuesday.
Really?
So the only way everybody can get in their offices is if their security card. I mean, it's crazy. The front doors, the big front doors, will not be open.
Really?
No. Yeah, you've got to have a security card to even get in.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Even the security guards should take off on Monday.
I guess they are, because the only way to get in is with that card.
Wow.
And so we know that a lot of companies are taking off 2 days, not just one.
No. I have a feeling, though, you work 24/7.
Well, you know I do.
Yeah.
I mean, and so I can't imagine everybody taking 2 days. I'm not taking 2 days off.
No, you'll probably take an hour.
Yeah, I won't be taking that long. But see, I thought that everybody would take the weekend and probably screech to a halt, you know, by Monday. But
yeah,
No. They're going Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. And probably some on Wednesday. I think a lot of people, when you have a holiday like that and it's sort of in the middle of the week, you kind of take advantage of it, and you push the boundaries just a little bit more.
I think so. And they say, will you cover for me?
Yeah.
Or, I believe I'll take my vacation now.
Yeah.
So then they're going to start Wednesday on the vacation.
Exactly, yeah.
So that gives them a lot of days, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, July 4th is one of those, you know, we have like Veterans Day and Memorial Day where sometimes we lose the meaning and, you know, we celebrate a little bit too much and don't always remember the actual serious meaning of those holidays. July 4th is one of those where it's a party, you know, through and through.
It really is. It's a party time and it's a family time. Had you ever thought about that? Everybody has all their little children dressed up. I've been to parades where the little kids had their little wagons. They had their tricycles, their little bicycles. Everything is all decorated.
Yeah, it is great. And it looks like the weather this year is going to be fantastic. What was it last year? I think some of the celebrations got rained out. I think it was last year.
Well, and they all take their pets. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
They'll have their dogs dressed up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Whether they want to or not.
The pet clothing department probably makes a fortune for July 4th.
I bet they do, because every dog is always dressed up, and they just let those little kids do whatever they want to them.
Yeah.
It's an amazing time. It really is.
It's very, very cool. It's a great holiday. Get out and celebrate. Obviously, be safe.
Be safe.
Don't drink and drive.
No.
Because, you know, patrol is going to be out looking for that kind of thing. Wear your seatbelts, and also, and a lot of people don't think about this. Also, with the heat, because we're still in the 90s, with the heat, a lot of people have alcohol. Sometimes the two don't always mix very well, and you can get very, very sick, and it can creep up on you.
And remember this: when you're out at a picnic, you have all of the potato salad and things like this on ice at all times.
Yes,
there's nothing is sicker than getting sick from bad potato salad. Or something that should have been kept cold, and you didn't do it.
Food poisoning makes any holiday not fun.
Food poisoning, when you go to the emergency room, is not fun,
no.
People. Yeah, pump your stomach, so let's don't do that.
I feel Dr. Faye coming out here.
I guarantee. At my house, I'm known as Dr. Bagby.
Uh-huh.
And she'll treat you for anything.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, have a happy 4th of July.
Same to you and to all of our clients.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is
877-588-3330. And we're 3105 Big Spring.
And this is a great time to really grow your money and start investing for your own retirement and celebrate your independence from the stock market.
From the stock market. Woo! I hadn't thought about that. Well, if you want to be independent, be with us.
Yeah. So when you get these policies, these are from policyholders that are very, very sick. They need to sell their policies. Nobody's actually taking anything from them. This is a conscious decision because it's going to help the policyholder by selling it.
They know it's going to help them. That's why they're coming to us.
Mm-hmm.
They need the money, especially on the little policies. Now, the little policies are people, you know, $100,000, $250,000 that really need it for their treatment.
Yeah.
Now, we do have these strange people that go to Mexico and go to South America.
Mm-hmm.
And we buy those policies as fast as possible.
Those are the ones you get in a big hurry.
We get those as quick as we can because you're not going to survive if you're not doing traditional medicine.
Research shows that is very risky behavior.
It is very risky. Orange juice will not save you.
No.
And coffee enemas will not.
No.
I mean, that's a bad deal.
Yeah, it really is. And so they sell their policy because they need the money to, like we said earlier, settle their estate or pay for treatment. Because oftentimes cancer treatment is very, very expensive. And so they need the money.
It's very expensive. I've had people that have said, I need $50,000 mm-hmm. just to get started. And I know that's true.
That is, and it doesn't stop there. It just keeps going.
No, it goes on.
Yeah,
And if you're a specialist, you know, it could run $250,000 in a year.
Wow.
It really can.
Yeah, so it's vital that the policyholders sell their policy. They need somebody there to buy the policy for that to happen.
That's right.
And that's where you come in.
And I had a lady in my office the other day, and she told me, she said, my father needed to sell his life insurance policy before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, we didn't know how to do it. We didn't know anybody to go to. And she said, it lapsed.
Really?
Yeah, it lapsed, and he was so ill. And see, if they'd known us, they could have come to us and got some relief and got some cash. And it's a shame that people don't know to do that.
Do people come directly to you, or do they?
No, they go through a provider.
Okay.
Yeah, they have to go through a licensed provider to us. But it's the same difference, and we would help them through that.
Okay.
But it's amazing to me that people still don't know they can sell their policy.
Yeah.
You know, and get some relief and get enough money for treatment.
Well, I imagine it's probably a difficult place to, I mean, what do you Google? How do I sell a life insurance policy? I mean, it's probably something that most people don't think about, and they don't really know where to start with something like that.
That's right. And we work with two different companies that, you know, can get this done right away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have to be a licensed provider to do it for them.
And so you bid on these policies, and when you bid on them, you've already gone through them tooth and nail. You've gone through every single line. You've dotted every I, crossed every T. You know exactly.
And we know whether we want it. We already know. We want this policy. We're going to try to buy it.
And you don't bid on every policy that comes across your desk.
No. A lot of them we turn down.
Mm-hmm.
If it says, we don't see any signs of cancer right now, well, we're not going to buy
it. Yeah, I know.
We know it's coming back.
Yeah.
But you don't have it right now, and that's not good enough.
Remission is not a good place.
It's not a good place to be.
It's good for the policyholder, not good for somebody who's trying to buy them.
That's right.
So then once you get them and they come across your desk, and then you say, what? Okay, I've got this policy here. What happens next?
Well, if it's already come to me and we get the bid, and we're going to put somebody in immediately.
So say I'm Joe Bob, and I want to invest in policies. Do I need to do something? Do you contact me? How does that process work?
Okay, we would send you an email.
Okay.
We send everybody an email. This is the policy we're fixing to do. We need a yes or a no,
mm-hmm.
and we want it in writing.
And that is for existing clients that you've got.
That's right.
Say I'm Joe Bob, and I've never invested before. I've never come to see Faye Bagby. I don't know what to do. I'm listening, and it sounds interesting.
Okay, you come, and you make an appointment. You bring us a copy of your holdings, mm-hmm. whether it's a 401k or an IRA, whatever you've got. And we look at it, we set you up an account at the bank, and then we tell you as soon as we get some policies, or we might already have some, you know, this is what we'll put you in.
Okay.
And we will diversify you. We're not going to put all your money in one policy.
See, now that's smart. That, because if, you know, you always want to make sure you're diversified.
That's
because
right.
if something happens over here, the other side is over here to help balance things out.
That's exactly right. So if one goes over, the other one may come in early.
Right.
Yeah.
And with your trend of the policies that have been coming in early, this is a fantastic time to get started.
It is. It's a fantastic time with our company. I think we're going to have more policies mature this year than we've ever had.
It sounds like you're on target for a record-breaking year.
And look at all the people that have already had policies mature this year.
Yeah.
I've had a tremendous amount.
So if somebody has never done this before and they're interested and they call you, how long does it generally take to get the first-time investor into a policy?
Well, right now, it's taken 30 days at least.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's not bad. We're not talking about a six-month waiting list or anything like that.
And back in January, remember, we had people waiting a long time.
Yeah.
But then we got over that hump, and we got policies again. And so everything's running pretty smooth. We're always a little bit behind.
Sure.
Because we're doing so much volume. You know, we do millions of dollars, you know?
How many, and I'm going to throw you on the spot here, roughly last year, how many millions of dollars did you deal with?
Well.
That's not fair to ask because I know you don't have the paperwork.
Probably 40 million.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is. It's a lot to keep up with. That's why we have banks that do all this.
Yeah. It's a lot of money to be made by people.
That's right. It is.
And you don't have to sit up at night worrying about the stock market. You don't get up at midnight and go online. However, you can go online, which is
another
service that you offer.
24 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
And that's good because you can always look at your holdings. At the end of the year, if you have non-IRAs, you need to look at it and see how much you're going to owe the government the following year if you had a lot of policies come due.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got IRAs, it's all none of it is, it's all tax deferred.
It all rolls over.
It all rolls over.
Yeah. So.
You don't pay any tax till maybe 70 and a half.
Wow.
When you start taking it out, or maybe it's 65.
Mm-hmm.
But the only people that will owe is have non IRAs.
Okay. So when somebody invests for the first time and their first policy matures, they can go ahead, and oftentimes they do, reinvest that into another policy and then reinvest that into another policy. And as they mature, there's more policies to get into. The pie starts, you know, expanding. And then all of a sudden, what do you call it when things grow exponentially?
Exponentially. They'll love that name.
Yeah. All right. So for somebody who's thinking about getting started, what do they need to get together right now?
They need to get their statements together. We don't know what they're in.
Mm-hmm.
I did one yesterday, and they're actually in a co-op credit union. I haven't done a co-op credit union in years, but it was a credit union. And it's going to be easy. At first, I thought it'd be hard because I thought it was going to be a 403B. That's when you have a teacher's you know, if you've been a teacher, your money's with the state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's impossible to do that in a hurry.
Oh, boy.
It takes 6 months sometimes.
Anytime you get the state or anything like that involved.
Or the government.
Yeah.
And so if your funds with the government, you know, you were a sheriff or something like that in your other life, it takes a while to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not, then it's going to be a lot quicker. An IRA is quicker.
Okay. So gather up all their information.
Gather it up. Bring it over. Let me look at it. And then we'll go from there.
Don't just pop in, make a phone call.
That's right. Make that call, make that appointment.
And so you're going to go over everything. You're going to find out where their assets are. You're going to find out how much they're worth. You're going to know everything about their financial landscape before they even start.
That's right. We have to.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times people say, why do you ask me all those questions? I say, because the government's going to ask us if we don't.
Yeah.
And you have to document. You have to. You know, ask them all these questions.
Well, there's regulations, but there's the secondary benefit of this is that it helps protect the investor.
It does. It really does.
So that they don't get in over their head, and then all of a sudden in 2 months they call you and say, oh, I need
some cash. That's I don't want to ever happening. Hear that.
That's never going to happen.
Never, never, never.
All right. So, let's see, you're open on Monday?
Yes, we are.
All right. Not Tuesday.
No.
You'll be working, but the office is closed.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to make an appointment this week, there are available spots, yes?
Yes, Wednesday afternoon. Okay. Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, and Friday.
And one last time, that number to call is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to everyone.
You've been listening to Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Fay Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.